and welcome to episode 17 of the Dorkgasm podcast. I nearly lost count of which one it was. I was just going to make up a number, but didn't have to. I remembered at the very end because I'm a pro.
Professional, not amateur.
Yeah, it's maybe it's like a pro-am thing. I'm a professional amateur.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. That was Crispy.
Hello!
Whose lovely, lovely face you saw last week, probably.
You were unlucky.
And also, if you're lucky, you didn't see Kyle on that on the YouTube channel.
Sup, mod bitches?
Yeah. That, I don't
How
even
dare
know.
You?
I don't even
How
know.
How dare you?
So we're going to this is the express version of the podcast this week, because apparently Kyle is saying he has something to do.
Yeah, it's called a giant freaking storm taking the power out of my entire state. So
a derecho. It's called a derecho.
A super derecho.
Super derecho.
Cry me a river.
Which sounds like some kind of food you buy at the Taco Bell. I have a super derecho meal.
Do I get a side of rice and beans?
No, they don't serve that Taco Bell, you fool.
They do.
Rice and beans?
Hmm? Yeah, oh, yeah. They got
what?
I've never actually. I don't recall rice in particular, but I know for a fact they have beans, like refried beans. Oh yes.
Oh yeah, like in burritos. I don't know.
No. You can buy like a little styrofoam cup of them.
Holy! I would never do that.
Oh, I wouldn't either. My boss did.
They are quite delicious. Of course, I ate them when I was like, you know, in high school and could eat like anything and everything, and had no thoughts to, you know, how many bug parts there were in it or whatever. That's actually a contributing reason to why I will try to eat just damn near anything now, because my philosophy is, well, fucking, I've eaten hot dogs, so there's nothing worse in this than a hot dog.
Pig ain't it.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I recently learned, not to go too much off topic, I recently learned, do you know what a lot of times what's in naturally flavored goods are, like almost everything we eat? It's a product called castorum. Have you heard of this?
No, but based on the root word, I've got some ideas.
Yeah, the beaver scent gland.
Oh, that's not the root word. Yeah, okay, I guess kind of.
Not
sure.
Castor bean, yeah, no. Not.
No, well, no, I was thinking some sort of animal testicle.
Yeah, so the spray from the male beaver, I don't know if it's male and female, I think it might be both. But yeah, basically it's part of the spray and the urine. You can thank the Romans for this. They were the sick bastards who discovered that the scent enhances other scents and also enhances taste. It's like anything with raspberries or strawberries or blueberries, like in like yogurt or anything.
Uh-huh.
When it says natural flavors, yeah, the FDA lets them get away with that. So if you're eating
it is natural.
Beaver spray.
I don't really care.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Sorry for the interruption.
We were experiencing technical difficulties. Oh, and we're back from that technical difficulty, thanks to the massive memory leak in Firefox that they have never been able to fix in 10 plus years. So we were talking about beaver scent glands.
Beaver spray in your foods.
Yeah, and how
look
I just don't give a shit.
Snopes.com. I thought it was like a total urban myth, but it's completely true.
Yeah, did it put you off raspberry flavorings?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't care.
See, you know what's even more exciting than that? We had E3 this last week.
There's so little exciting at E3.
It's not like there's two new consoles coming out and one was decided to beat itself up instead of its opponent.
That's fine. PlayStation does a good enough job beating itself.
Yeah, although they did very well, I think, in the long run.
Well, I think the proof there is the fact that they Sony came out and stated their stance on unused games, and
yes,
it's essentially identical to Microsoft's stance, just Microsoft is so bad at stating what their policy is. Both of them, their policy is, we'll let the developers decide if they, you know, what if and or what they want to charge for,
quote unquote,
for that.
Sort of. Actually, the trade-in and resale of Xbox games, they leave to the publisher, but they are limiting what you can do with it. So, like, I can't go on, you know, on Amazon or whatever, Craigslist and sell my game.
Yeah, like, how the fuck are, they going to stop it?
Well, they do it by not letting – here it is. Where, blah, 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 blah. Let me take a
You
look.
Won't be able to download the game again.
Give your game to friends. Xbox One is designed so game publishers can enable you to give your games to your friends. There are no fees charged, blah, blah, blah.
So they're leaving it up to the game publisher.
You can only do it
once. But you can only do it once, and you had to be friends with them for a month.
For 30 days.
Huh, so that's interesting. But I don't know. The important part there that was said very quickly was up to the developer. So I think Microsoft is really, really poor. It's either they're really poor at stating this or Sony's like really, really slick at it. But I mean, the guy at Microsoft that said that they've got a console for people that can't stay connected to the internet all the time, it's called the 360.
The 360, yeah.
Yeah, like they just have boneheaded people doing presentations. So yeah.
It's just hilarious considering they fired that guy a month ago for telling people to deal with it when it came to being online. And now they're blatantly telling them, hey, if you can't get online, this system is not for you.
Which is basically what Sony did with the PS3, saying, hey, if you're a hardcore gamer, you're going to buy the PS3. Like, otherwise, you're a noob scrub. And, you know, and people were like, well, fine, we're noob scrubs because we're not paying $600 for a freaking console. Yeah. I also think, you know, what the Xbox is $100 less. That's going to be a huge – or $100 more because of the damn Kinect. So you're making people pay extra for a product that's just going to make most of them uncomfortable anyways.
Well, it isn't Kinect at all times.
Well, they said the voice – like they said you can disable the voice, but the whole
video
aspect.
They said you can turn off the camera too.
Yeah, I still don't understand how this is different than the current – Kinect, because the camera on it is always on too. Because
yeah, I agree.
It reacts to it, it's always watching for me to wave my hand to do commands.
Well, you don't need the Kinect to for the Xbox.
I mean, I don't have to, but it's hooked up. So unless I want to actually get up and unplug it all the time,
well, just because you're lazy,
why would I unplug it? Like all right, the average person's got their Xbox tucked away in like on a shelf underneath their TV, entertainment center, something like that. They're not going to get up and unplug the Kinect every time and plug it back in whenever they want to use it.
No, but you have that option.
But nobody does it. I mean, I've got a lot of options. I could eat fucking Brussels sprouts with every meal, but I don't. Nobody does, but they could.
Yeah,
but
they're
don't.
Making – I guess the main point is they're making people buy it. You know, like you have to buy the Kinect with the Xbox and minus, you know, being
people
able to
People are too
out, to
stupid to realize
you know what? Okay. Here,
that it, even though they're not being given an option, if they were given an option, it wouldn't change anything. They feel that because there's not an option that they're being beaten and abused and mistreated.
And you know what? There is an option. It's called a fucking piece of duct tape on the lens. If you don't like it, then just do that, and it can't watch anymore.
How do you know that an error message won't come up and say,
you made
we're
a
unable
good point.
To – how are you unable – you know, we are unable to detect, you know, any motion at this time. Please, you know.
I actually don't think that they're that'll be a problem because – I'm sure that plenty of people that play the Xbox are just motionless slugs. I know when I'm playing Skyrim, like it's my thumbs are the only things that are moving.
But it detects your heartbeat, though. So,
well, nice. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I just think
there are options. People just want to complain because that's what they do.
They do that, but it was probably inopportune. It's also inopportune time with the whole NSA leaking thing and the government spying on you, right? Because that just feeds into the paranoia and like, oh, they can hack into my Xbox and see what I'm doing. You know, I think subconsciously people probably thought that way too. But also the big thing was the 20, you know, connecting once every 24 hours. Because you and I know, Rob, how well DRM works on servers, like, you know, games like SimCity. So, like, if these login servers are ever down that detect, you know, if your Xbox been connected, you know, you may not be able to play any of your games because on their end, their servers are down. Because what, Sony servers were down, for 2 weeks at one point when they got hacked. Can you imagine if, like, they had to detect if you connected?
That would be a problem.
Yeah. So I think it's a, at least on that end, it's stupid because it puts the impetus on their servers to work for you to play any of your games offline if you wanted to. But I mean, yes, PlayStation just had to sit back and shoot off pot shots because Microsoft is doing a good enough job of tanking their presentation. I just thought it was funny that they came out with that the press release about how their game licensing works right before E3 and then said, we're canceling the press roundtable and no one-on-one interviews. We're just going to focus on games. So we're just going to avoid the topic altogether.
It's because nobody that works for Microsoft can just has a filter between their brain and their mouth that says, no, that's probably not a good thing to say, so shut up. Yeah.
But as far as games go, what they announced, I think Xbox does probably has a slightly better mutually exclusive list of games. Like Dead Rising 3, although that looked kind of bland and muddy looking.
You know what? I will get it anyway because I fucking love Dead Rising so, so much.
And yeah, they actually made smart glass look useful, Crispy.
What? So you can go on your smart glass and call in a... Because I have three hands and I can go play my controller and then go to my smart glass and then call an airstrike and then go back to my controller?
And that's just stupid because the whole point of Dead Rising is that there's just a fuck ton of zombies and you just kill them. You just go nuts.
Yeah,
kill
it was
them
a bit overkill,
around.
But regardless, it looked
I don't
useful.
Need an airstrike. I need a fucking baseball bat and a box of nails. That's all I need.
Well, that's the thing, though. Everything that was fun about the first two Dead Risings, they took out. So it's just basically a grim killing zombies game. No, like, you know, taking photographs of you nailing a water faucet to some zombie's head. Like,
well, what do you gentlemen think of, say, Quantum Break?
I wish I knew what it was.
Cool. Well, that's explicit. isn't that you play a scientist and you theorize you can travel back in time within your own lifetime, and you jump into the bodies of other people and have to fix shit that went wrong in their life.
Is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure that's what that.
I think he's making fun of Quantum Leap.
Oh, okay. No, you're right, Rob. I think that's exactly what it is.
But it was made by the people who made Alan Wake, so I do have hope for it.
And all hopes of Killer Instinct being any good are completely lost.
Yeah,
because it's free to play, and it's
with one character.
One character, so you,
and you
buy
have
the
to pay for the other characters.
And it's being developed by Double Helix instead of
Rare. But to be fair, the Green Lantern game they made was not bad.
Okay,
that's not
but
the same as
made...
it being good.
They made
it was good.
The,
it was enjoyable, okay. Especially
they
for
made
a movie
the
time
worst game. They considered the worst game in 2011 and the worst game in 2012.
What were those?
they have a record. I don't know. They were awful. But yeah, I mean, it's they are not a good development company in general. The games they have made, they've yet to make a good game. Not even great, just a good game. So they did say what Rare was involved in some capacity. I don't know what. Yeah, that doesn't look terribly great. The one I was interested in Xbox was the Sunset Overdrive. Did you see that one? That was the very bright, colorful zombie killer game made by Insomnia, who did like Ratchet and Clank and Spyro and all that. Looked really good. That's an Xbox exclusive. Rise,
well,
Son of Rome.
Speaking of exclusives, you know... Metal Gear Solid joins the line of Final Fantasy and GTA and jumping ship and being a Microsoft game too now.
Yep. Yeah, they're multi-platform. In fact, it was funny. A lot of the games that either one showed were actually multi-platform or they were console exclusive, like Titanfall, which looked pretty badass, will actually be on the PC as well. Trying to think. You know, I thought it was funny Xbox One also. One of their indie games was Minecraft. And I was like, is Minecraft indie anymore? I don't think so.
Big news coming on Minecraft is they're trying to make a way for you to put your Xbox 360 Minecraft into your Xbox One game.
Interesting. Yeah. I just thought Microsoft tried, you know, they had a couple minor, they tried to showcase a couple of the indie games, and they had three, and one of them wasn't even really an indie game. I wouldn't count Minecraft indie anymore. And PS4 really tried to focus a lot more on the indie scene as well, because in the past, the PlayStation Network really hasn't been very indie developer friendly in general. I think Xbox, like the Summer of Arcade and stuff, has been much more useful for developers. PlayStation also announced that they will also be charging a monthly fee for their online service for multiplayer. So $5 a month. I think that's good because they'll probably be able to improve the service. Because I think that's one edge that Xbox has that I don't think they'll be able to take away anytime soon. But yeah, anything else E3 anyone had? I'm trying to think of any other games that looked pretty cool. No.
So what was this mystery topic, Crispy?
Oh, the mystery topic? Well, it was more of a hypothetical. I was talking to my friend the other day, and it was just something that came up, and I thought I would ask you guys. If you could have one superpower, what would it be? This is just the first part of the question. Rob?
I thought this was supposed to be like a short show.
It is.
One superpower. And it's not like from a list of options, like any superpower is fair game.
Any one superpower. So right. You can't be like, I'd be like Superman, because everyone would be Superman.
Well, then fucking why wouldn't I be the Beyonder?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you be?
Why would I be? Because he's essentially God. That's why. Your question is flawed.
No, I'm asking one superpower.
Yeah, I would be the Beyonder. Or the Molecule. I'd be the Molecule Man then and have control over all molecules ever in existence everywhere. So there, fucking might as well be God there too. That's an awful question. You have to limit it to, you have to say, would you rather be able to fly
or turn invisible?
Yeah, shit like that.
Okay, I will admit
your question's horrible, and you're horrible. You've taken over the...
Your question's bad, and you should feel bad.
This episode, and you should feel ashamed.
No. Okay.
Your question's bad, and you should feel bad.
Shut up. All right. All of you, shut up. I'm going to amend the question then. Okay, you can't... No omnipotence powers or anything like that. Like, you can't control all molecules in the world and make them do your bidding. No Dr. Manhattan stuff. But, like, yeah, like, keep it...
Rob, he's asking,
okay.
Would you rather...
I would go with Cypher's power and be able to speak and understand all languages, because that's a lame superpower to match your lame question. How about that?
Okay, fine. You can be lame with your superpower, Kyle.
I'd go with Darwin just to anything so I won't die.
The Darwin power?
Yeah.
I hate Darwin so much.
So you would adapt to your...
It's awful.
Sure, let's go with that.
Actually, Mr. Immortal was kind of funny.
There was that, and then there was like there was a guy in Spider-Man 2099 who had that ability. He only showed up once, but he could basically just adapt to anything.
Mr. Immortal, his whole power was he would die and come back to life.
Great Lake Avengers.
Yes, I was telling Crispy because I bet Crispy didn't know who that was.
Mm-mm. He's basically a funny, sad version of Deadpool. You can kill him, but he just comes right back.
So he regenerates.
No, he dies. He does die and come back.
He just dies and comes. He's like Kenny himself.
Yes.
That's his superpower.
Yes.
Mysterion.
I die, come back to life. Yeah, okay. So that's what you want?
No, I want Darwin. I don't want to die. I just want to make sure I want it just so I don't die.
Okay, and then like the second part of the question is like, what would you do to like, let's say you did have this, like I choose flight. Like, as much as Invincible would be cool or immortality.
Well, are you talking like supersonic flight? Or are you talking airplane speed flight? You know, where it takes you 7 hours to fly from New York to California? Because that would suck.
I wouldn't say supersonic.
Yeah, a lot of bugs.
Fairly fast, though, right?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give you a real answer. I would actually take the Taskmaster's power of basically being able to see any physical feat and duplicate it.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what they call that, but...
A chameleon-type power of sorts, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, it's more like photographic muscle memory, essentially.
Yeah, exactly like that.
But, okay, I mean, so hell, the second... you get a job playing baseball and make a shitload of money.
See, that's the second part of the question. How would you utilize your power to either become famous or make money? So, see, you already were ahead of me. So it's not that dumb of a question.
I would get a job being a pitcher.
You'd be a professional athlete.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's really, that power is only good for that or being a criminal.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, that's kind of like, I was interested because my friend, like, he mentioned, like, invincibility.
Oh,
and
can
he was
I change?
Like, he could, yeah, you can see what I mean? It's
oh,
hard.
No, I thought of a much, much more direct super. I want Batman superpower. I'd be a billionaire.
I thought of that too.
Yeah.
His superpower is being a billionaire.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one too, because you already have it. But
yeah, so I don't have to even go to the baseball games and pitch. So awesome.
I always think it's interesting when people answer this question, what their main drive is, because it's fun. Some people go the supervillain route, like immediately. Like they'll be like, I wish, I was invincible. You know, and I could go in the ladies' shower room or something. Like, I was like, well, that's immediately pervy, villainous thing to do, right? Like,
yeah, you know, actually, I just want to fly
because that's something we can't do. I mean, it's just
what I would do with my superpower is I would, be rich. And since I'm too old to become Batman at this point, what I would do is I would fake my and my wife's death. And then I would raise our child as though we're the butler and the maid at Stately Robinson Manor. And then raise that child to be Batman.
What?
Yes, that's what I would
do. You would be his Alfred.
Yes, I would be his Alfred.
He would never know you were his
father.
You'd
be Racer X. You'd secretly be off in the corner. I'm so proud of him.
Yes, that's what I would do. And then I would raise him to be Batman.
And then what would happen when he's dead at 20 because he was shot by a gun?
Well, I'll still be a billionaire and I'll be fine.
You'd be like, damn, I put in all that work.
Take a page from like Dr. Venture's book and just, either spend my money to perfect cloning technology so I can just keep replicating my Batman son, or I'll just like buy some orphans from Mexico and just keep training them. Yeah. Send them out as cannon fodder.
Just have the Venture Brother clones in your basement. Just like, I'm going to pop a new one out.
Speaking of which, Venture Brothers is back. I'm very
happy.
Oh,
it's fantastic, too.
Great. Okay, Kyle.
And their T-shirt club is back.
Yes, it is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, every episode they've got a T-shirt.
Did they make a Sphinx one yet?
I don't know. But
probably after this next week.
Yeah, the deal with the T-shirts are that you have 1 week to purchase them. And then they're gone forever.
They don't even show the number 21 memorial one on the website.
Yeah, I noticed that. They showed the first T-shirt club, which I've got a few shirts from.
You got the Dr. Girlfriend one. I remember that's the one you told me about.
I got the Dr. Girlfriend. I got the Order of the Triad. And then the old school Venture Industries logo one.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, Kyle, what superpower did you pick again?
Invincibility, for lack of a better thing.
Invincibility. See, but that's the thing.
You could be an MMA fighter and just become champion.
Exactly. Someone punches me and their hand breaks.
Yeah.
No, you're just invincible. It doesn't mean that you actually have super strong skin or anything. It's just like immortality.
No, but that's the thing. It's not just invincibility. It's like if somebody goes to hit you in the mouth, your skin turns harder so it won't hurt you.
Yeah, Luke Cage.
That's right. You're going with
Steel
Skin
or whatever. So.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, the shirt of the week club shirt this week is Communist Venture Stein.
Yes.
Nice. It was a good episode. They're all good episodes. That was a great callback, though. Especially the Batman.
Batman!
All right, well, we can move on from my dumbass question. I always think it's interesting to see where people go with it and what their applications are.
I'm pretty happy with mine.
I actually did think at one point, I was like, well, I just want... Is being rich really a superpower, though?
Yeah, it is totally a superpower.
Okay. Well, I'll give it to you then, and you can grow up your what's his name? The Elian Gonzalez Batman. While Kyle just sits in the octagon.
Oh, you know what? I'll just to avoid legal battles from Warner Brothers. I will call him Batmanuel.
Batmanuel.
Yes. Oh my God, that's amazing!
It is.
You know where that's from, by the way, don't you, Kyle? No.
I'm going to say I do, just to sound like I know what I'm talking about,
it's
always.
It's the live-action version of the Tick.
Yeah.
Instead of calling him...
oh, that's right. He was Batmanuel. Yeah, instead of Deflatormouse.
Yep.
What, didn't Liberty Bell have a different name as well? One she called, American Maid?
American Maid was the original, yeah. They couldn't do that, so they did. Because I think there's actually American-made, like, made cleanup service, I believe. I think they couldn't do it because of that.
Probably.
But, yeah, the only other thing I had, because they're making this short, was the Matt Smith thing, leaving Doctor Who.
I know.
I'm actually wearing my Doctor Who shirt, my TARDIS shirt, so people can see. Special occasion.
I've got a Dalek victory T-shirt, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, I wore that actually when I met you.
Oh, I probably did because I'm very proud of that shirt. Jeez. yeah, I'm very sad about Matt Smith leaving.
There are some rumors about a replacement. You know, people have been talking about maybe it being a woman this time. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I almost feel like, you know, maybe a chauvinist pig, but I don't know. I guess I'd be very picky about who it was. I mean, I'd be picky in general. But the person they're talking about right now that's most people bets on is Rory Kinnear. And he's in Skyfall and Quantum Solace. He played Bill Tanner. I don't remember
know who that is either. And I'm not opening Firefox to find out.
He's an accomplished stage actor, and
I don't even think it really matters that much because it's not like anybody knew who the hell Matt Smith was.
That's true.
I mean, or probably David Tennant. Certainly nobody in America knew, but I don't think he
was in.
I think he was in things, but it was not like he was. People
and
I don't think he was the kind of thing where you know he's walking down the street, and people go, "Oh, it's that guy from that thing."
Yeah.
It's not like Christopher Eccleston who had actually...
No, who was just completely awful and we should never speak of him again.
He wasn't that bad.
I really, really did not like him.
I'm glad I have no idea who he is, so I can't join in the hatred.
He was the first new doctor.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that guy. Oh.
Yeah, the leather jacket guy.
Yeah.
He was so bad.
Comparatively, yeah, he's not my favorite. But I have to give him, you know... the respect for rebooting the series and at least keeping it going long enough to get David Tennant in there. So.
Oh, and then David Tennant kept it going long enough to get Matt Smith, a.k.a. the best doctor of all time, in there.
Still not agreeing with you.
Well, that's because you're wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Crispy and say that our two halves are better than your one.
If this season had been better than it was, I may have gone with you.
That's not Matt Smith's fault.
Well, I know.
And my wife's yelling Tom Baker. That's because she's a fool. Tom Baker's
Jelly Belly, or what is it called?
Jelly Babies.
Jelly Babies, yep. Scarf. Yep, so that's very sad. Still no idea who's going to replace him. They figure they have to announce it soon because they'll have to do the regeneration sequence in the Christmas episode this year. It was out of the blue, too, with Matt Smith. They were saying he was going to be on for another year. Mm-hmm. And then just change his mind. I don't know what it is with these British actors, but they decide.
Yeah, the showrunner too, Moffat. I don't know how you say it. Moffat. Whatever. I guess he's only contracted for one more season or series or whatever the hell you want to call it.
So. Yeah, because their seasons are way much shorter. Yeah. That's Kyle. Anything?
It's been a fun episode, gentlemen.
Race through that son of a bitch.
I've got a dumb question for you. Okay. You think they're going to give Matt Smith a 3-episode masturbatory goodbye?
He already had two companions. I don't think they can do the David Tennant treatment.
Yeah, well, but remember, I guess because they put it on the show on hiatus. It was off for a year, practically. Well, they put those on.
But still, regardless, I mean, it was like Tennant freaking had two different companions a year, and then you go to Smith, who had two companions for 3 years.
Yeah, well, the Ponds were quite popular.
Oh, yeah.
And then this new girl, well, I liked the idea of not necessarily the execution.
Yeah. Yeah. I did enjoy the kind of how they revealed what she did and how that worked, but. Yeah,
wow, and I've already forgotten that. Great.
Remember John Hurt at the end?
Oh yeah, now I recall that. Yeah,
Splinters of the Doctor.
Yeah, I've read some pretty interesting theories on which Doctor John Hurt is.
Let's not go spoiling things, gentlemen.
Well, there's nobody knows. That's why it's theories.
It's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, well, the theory, I'll just go and say it because fuck it, it's just the kind of podcast you can do that, is that he's the doctor from the Fox TV movie. Would that make him the Eighth Doctor? Anyway, they did a TV movie for Fox. They were going to try and bring Doctor Who to the U.S.
They did.
And it was like not very good, and it didn't get picked up. But well, count that doctor as one of them. And then
there was the Christmas special that didn't count, right?
I don't know. But anyway, this doctor would have regenerated into the Christopher Eccleston one. And but that's the doctor that fought the Time War and basically killed off the Time Lords and the Daleks, although the Daleks
came. You're correct. The Eighth Doctor.
Yeah. Yes, so
his only televised appearance was
so. Did they actually show the Time War in that movie?
No. He's in, I think, America. I want to say like L.A. or San Francisco or something. So no, they don't show the Time War. But whenever Christopher Eccleston comes in, the Time War is already over.
Yeah. They always allude to it.
So it had to have been that it was that doctor that did it in between after the Fox movie, but before Eccleston came. And so the theory that they had was that. When Matt Smith said that he was the doctor that broke the promise or whatever, that's because he committed genocide on two different races.
Yeah.
Which is a very undoctory thing to do. So that seemed like a pretty interesting theory to me. The other thing of note is that this doctor will be the 12th doctor, which if I've got Let me ask here.
Ask where? Who? What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just hollered in the other room. I put it on mute so you guys wouldn't hear me yelling across my house. I asked my wife how many regenerations the Time Lords get, and she says that she thought it was like 9, and they're beyond what they should have had, but. I could have swore that I've read 12 is the number of regenerations they get. But then again, I also thought that at one point the Master stole one of the Doctor's regenerations. So, and actually, come to think of it, didn't River Song steal one of the regenerations?
Yeah, but she only got one regeneration. She gave hers to Doctor Who.
But I thought the Doctor gave her one all... Okay, I guess. I thought that she got one from the
remember
Doctor.
Remember, the Doctor took in like all that time energy, too, from the TARDIS? When he became David Tennant. So maybe he gets extra. I don't know. He gets extra lives.
Well, they'll need to address that because, people will be quite concerned about the fake alien and his...
Oh, here, okay. Russell T. Davies, more than suddenly can regenerate more than 12 times. 507. From according to the original showrunner from the new series.
Well, that's just stupid.
he just seems like it just came out of his head.
Yeah, as I say, that's such a fucking arbitrary number.
Well,
I mean, come on, it's the Doctor.
And of course, the correct answer 42. Would have been 42. Yes.
Yep.
And now, gentlemen, does anyone have a climax?
A dorkasm, or that's for the Clormax? Dorkasm for our segment, The Climax? I don't. I'm kind of bummed out because of the whole Matt Smith thing.
Did you see your present on the Facebook page today, Crispy?
I did, and I wish I could have a dorkasm about it, but I was very underwhelmed by the gameplay.
Yeah, it's pretty much been like that since it came out.
It's the Young Justice video game legacy.
I've actually got something, and... I didn't actually listen to the podcast last week because I don't listen to the podcast any weeks, but I do know that there were some technical difficulties. So I was very interested to find out that apparently we've got a YouTube channel.
We do. And the video podcast is up, and the ending you wouldn't have heard from the audio version is at the end of the video version.
And wasn't that the one where we told people how to find the YouTube channel?
It is.
Yeah.
The YouTube channel, which is Dorkasm Productions, youtube.com/Dorkasm Productions. I got a couple of new Gaming with Evelyn episodes up since the last time as well. I've been cranking those bad boys out. You can email us your questions. We didn't have any fan mail this past week or two from Sherry. She dropped
actually,
the ball.
It was, it's possible the NSA intercepted it.
Well, it was also her birthday, so she might have been a little preoccupied getting, you know, obliterated.
It's not her birthday for 2 weeks. Come on.
The girl likes to party hardy.
I guess so. But yeah, so you can email us questions or any topics you want us to discuss.
Or just
anything.
Comments. You can rip on Kyle. You act like you're one of the crew and just rip on it. And you know what? If you're funny enough when you do it, we might just let you come on the show and take
place. I know,
because
we need somebody that's funny on this damn show. It's awful. But yeah, so you can email us at podcast@dorkgasm.net. And .net. Not the other one.
Yeah, I like that fucker on the .com.
Step on your right foot. Don't forget it.
We're Dorkgasm with the exclamation point at the end. So we have a .net because we're awesome.
And what's the Facebook page if they'd like to find us there, Chris?
Well, we're on the Facebook?
We're on the Facebooks.
Sweet. On the internets?
On the
interwebs.
I don't have that yet. I'm sorry.
You don't have the interwebs? Yeah.
No,
they're not out to everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're what? Just Dorkgasm? But is it just Dorkgasm?
I don't know. You set it up. I don't go there.
It's my activity. It's Dorkgasm. Facebook.com/Dorkgasm. It's already underneath, you know, my activity pages, so I never go to it. And we have a website, Dorkgasm.net, as you might have imagined. And Twitter @DorkgasmPodcast, although I think we fail miserably at updating that.
I've posted one thing, and it may have been the last thing that anybody posted on there.
Yeah, so I will try and post – every time I post videos, I'll post stuff to it, and maybe we'll kind of post what we post on the Facebook there as well. We'll see. I don't know. There's a lot of different social medias, and we're only so many people.
Yeah, that is true. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, that was it for the short and sweet version this week. Yeah, maybe we can get together and come back next week, possibly, and do a episode where we can talk about fucking Game of Thrones and some.
Oh,
other.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah,
too.
Well, you gotta save it. Got
son
we'll
of
do
a
had to rage about your your Xbox. Hey, Crispy, now you gotta wait.
Yeah, and ask that question about superpowers. You just squandered
What's a good
your
question?
Time.
I mean, if Kyle didn't want to be like, make it short. That's how he sounded, by the way. Or at least I imagine he sounded.
Yeah, I agree. Skype.
So, but we actually talked. You actually heard me say it. Nothing like that.
No, it was on Skype. You typed it. So I'm imagining that's what it sounded like when you typed it. But anyways, yes.
It's a trap!